Track 13.
Enter Fred and Linda.
Farewell, my dear uncle. You left us too soon.
Come on, Fred.
I did leave them some money, right?
Not a penny. What's more, you even didn't leave money for your own funeral. Fred will have to pay for it.
My nephew? But he has no money.
Are you sure you want to spend all our savings and the money for your book to pay for his funeral?
My dear, I want a dignified funeral for my uncle. At the end of the day, he was my sister's brother. And you know what? That makes me feel good.
They were all our savings and your book.
What do you mean, all his savings?
It seems that your nephew cared for you more than you realize.
No publishers have taken any interest in your book. That's bad luck.
It's a good job I didn't get conned by the last one. They wanted to publish my book in somebody else's name. I don't know, honey. I've got the feeling that one day somebody will read my work and believe in me.
Of course, dear. Of course.
Why does nobody believe in him? He's a good man. Look at all he did for me.
Yes, that is something you would never do.
A tiny Tim would have loved to have read his father's book.
He crouches down and lays a bouquet of flowers on the grave next to Scrooge's. Both moved by this, they kiss Tiny Tim's gravestone.
Rest in peace, my son. Wherever you are, you'll always be close to us, here in our hearts.
Tiny Tim, he died.
If everything stays in the same as it is now, this will be his fate.
It can't be. Poor Tiny Tim. I don't want to see any more. Please, I want to go home. I can't take any more.